From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 3 days after the death of Pope John Paul II, the College of Cardinals met in Rome today to make the final plans for his funeral ceremonies. The funeral will take place on Friday. The Cardinals are also preparing for the conclave that will choose the next pope. The streets around the Vatican are packed with hundreds of thousands of people. They're waiting to file past the pontiff's body, which is lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli has details from Rome.
Many people camped out last night on the streets, wrapped in blankets and sleeping bags. Just before 5 a.m. today, the doors of St. Peter's Basilica reopened for the public viewing of the Pope's body, and the crowd began moving again as more buses and trains unloaded large groups of students, pilgrims, and clergy. The lines snaked through the streets for miles.
Il figlio dell'uomo deve essere innalzato.
The Vatican said every hour 15 to 18,000 people filed by the Pope's body lying on the bier. Many were snapping photos of the body, others genuflecting and holding back tears. Behind Vatican walls and far from the ears of the media, 88 of the 117 voting-age cardinals gathered for their third meeting to discuss details of the funeral and the cardinals' conclave that will follow.
Sul tema della sepoltura del Santo Padre.
However, Navarro Valls acknowledged that the will has not yet been opened. Archbishop Piero Marini, Master of Ceremonies for Liturgical Celebrations, said the funeral will last 3 hours, and he revealed a few more details. A silk veil will be placed on the Pope's face, Monsignor Marini said, and a bag of commemorative medals from his pontificate will be placed inside the first of three coffins to be interred underground below a marble slab. The Archbishop said that for the first time at a conclave, bells will accompany the traditional signal of white smoke. Marini said the bells were being added to avoid confusion over the color of the smoke rising from the Sistine Chapel's chimney. The cardinals have yet to decide on the date of the beginning of the conclave. Despite the oath of secrecy, some comments are being made. Brazilian Cardinal Geraldo Maiella Agnello, Archbishop of San Salvador de Bahia, told Italian radio he doesn't think it will be a long conclave. This came as a surprise to Washington Cardinal Theodore McCarrick.
He hasn't sent me the instructions yet, so I have no idea. I have a lot of friends among the college in Brazil, but I have not had that conversation with that fellow yet.
A group of reporters eager for some insight into the election process pressed for more information, asking Cardinal McCarrick whether age and nationality will be key criteria in selecting the next pope.
I can't go there. There are 117 folks in the world who are forbidden by law to speculate, and that's too close to speculation, I think.
The Washington prelate was also asked how well the 117 cardinals know each other.
It's almost like the song from Anna and the King of Siam, you know, getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Well, I think conversations, you know, you sit next to different people, you chat with them, you listen to other people talk, and you get judgments from that. I think, you know, we are used to making judgments and learning about people.
By nightfall, an estimated 1 million people had lined up to see the Pope's body. One of thousands of Polish pilgrims, a 28-year-old with a backpack over his wrinkled clothes, was determined to stay.
My name is Kamil Swiderski. I'm Polish. It's not important for me, this sleeping, it's eating. It's not important. Important to be here and pray and thinking about my life, my country and life to all the world.
Nearby, Rome municipal workers were replenishing their stacks of plastic water bottles, preparing for another day of Pilgrim's Progress. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.